In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my
strength. Hi friends, this is Garland Van Dyke with Bible Points, and we are a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Always glad to have you. Welcome. Thank you for listening in today. You know, here's what I want to talk about. Last night, I fell out of bed. And I think that's a little bit embarrassing. What is it about a fellow my age falling out of bed? That just shouldn't be happening. But I gotta admit, I was having a really wild, really vivid dream. And I had to go up against this antagonist. And man, the next thing I know, I was on the floor. Hit my head, hit my back, hurt my foot, hurt my knee, hurt my wrist, scratches all over my face. But you know, then it hit me. It dawned on me, so to speak. What if life changed in an instant? You know, I could have been really severely hurt in that fall. And people that get up in the morning, I suspect that they don't think about that. They might pass that day. No one has that expectation. And then something happens, a stroke, a heart attack, an automobile accident, and your life is gone. At least your physical life is gone. Your soul lives on, of course. But your time on earth will then be ended. So here's Matthew 24, verse 36. It applies, but Jesus is really talking about something else. But he makes a connection. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. Matthew 24 and verse 36. You know, so we need to be prepared. We need to be prepared for the afterlife. We can't wait. We have to be a Christian today. If you're not a Christian, you have to become a Christian today. And how do you do that? Well, I can tell you what the Bible has to say about that. Jesus said you have to believe in him, John chapter 8 and verse 24. He also said you have to repent, Luke 13 and verse 3. He said we have to confess, Matthew 10 and verse 32. And then he says you need to be baptized for the remission of your sins, Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. So he says that all the way through, and the gospel preachers, right after the ascension, they go out and they immediately begin completing Jesus' command about going out into the world and sharing the gospel and making disciples. And they preach. They preach the exact same things that I just got through telling you for salvation. It is God's gift. It is a grace. God offers salvation to everybody, but it doesn't prohibit man from having to do something in order to access that grace. Just because somebody offers you a gift doesn't mean it's immediately all over you or in you. You have to do something to accept that gift. God's grace is the gift of Jesus Christ. And so we as human beings, we have to accept what God offers and according to his terms. And so that's just the way it is. You can read the Bible with a clear objective view, just seeking for truth, just to see what is truly written, and get rid of man's theology and just start looking at what God has to say. We'll find that that's a current stream through the Gospels and into the book of Luke and then in various places throughout the rest of Scripture. So we want to do right. We want to be able to go to heaven. This indeed might be my last day upon the earth. It might be your last day. Are you and I prepared to go to heaven? You know, people, once again, wake up on their last day alive, not expecting to pass from this life. But it can happen instantly. And their life moves from the physical to the spiritual. This thought brings another idea. Since, you know, life can change so quickly, are we really prepared to meet our Lord? There's no better time than right now, before life changes or the Lord returns, to make sure of that. Please contact me at garland.churchofchrist@gmail. garland.churchofchrist@gmail. So you can visit me and ask me questions. I would love it if you did. Friends, thank you for listening today. This has been a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ, and it's called Bible Points. You can reach Bible Points at www.biblepoints.com. www.bestpoints.org/bible-points. You're always welcome to attend our services. We're on at 9:30 Sunday mornings for Bible study, 10:30 for worship, and again on Sundays, again on Wednesdays for Bible study at 7 p.m. Thanks now. Have a great day. Bye-bye.